Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 63. Today is Sunday, April 16, 2017, because it's actually Easter Sunday. Two of us.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. But for Stone and probably most of the people listening, it's Saturday, April 15th. Mm-hmm. So, yay, Easter time. I'm your host, Lita. Hi.
Hey.
And joining me, that one over there, that's Stone. How are you?
Good. I actually would like it to be Easter Sunday now so I can go grab the chocolates that we have in the garage. I've hidden them so the kids don't get them.
I got Kit Kats. I got little packets of Kit Kats given to me, so that was awesome because they're like my size. It was like really cool. My sister thought well, so that was nice. But anyway, Easter time, chocolate time, happy chocolate day, all of that kind of thing. So, and I have to say that we have a very special guest and we're very excited to have him here. Yes. That would be Pandora.
Hey.
G'day. All right, fellas.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Thanks for coming and having a chat with us. We do appreciate it. And happy Easter. Happy chocolate day. Do you like chocolate? Like, what's your favorite chocolate?
I normally just eat the white chocolate on Christmas. I'm not a real dark chocolate fan, so yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a white
chocolate
bright, person.
Though, Stone. Lots of chocolate.
I can't do white chocolate. It's not chocolate.
What do you mean it's not chocolate?
No, it's not.
It is chocolate. It's not my favorite. I struggle. I have to eat really small amounts of white chocolate.
Massive
like
chocolate
really
fan.
Oh.
I'm more like, I like my candies.
Oh, okay. You like your jelly babies.
I do.
Yeah, I remember.
Don't you laugh, Stone.
He likes his jelly. He does.
Jelly
well,
babies.
Actually, that's a story. That's a story that you told me the other week. And we will talk about that in a bit. So, yeah, we will. But first off, how about we talk about you? So, how about you tell us a little bit about you? Who is Pandora?
Okay. No one really. Just your average Aussie, really. I mean, just like a beer, like to hang out with a few good mates and play a damn load of games. I'm currently not working due to some medical issues, so plenty of time on my hands.
Okay. So when did you first start playing WoW? Like how long have you been playing?
About 11 years. I believe it was June 06.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
For too long. Not constantly. A few breaks here and there. You know, add up to 6 month periods where I haven't played.
And then when did you actually first start doing the challenges?
I had a go at it about a year or so back. I think I got a hunter to like level 50, died down in Ungaro. Never really tried it again after that too much, like, you know, a couple of low-level characters, but never really got into it. I think that was at the end of, it might have been when WoD was coming out, I think, so.
Yeah.
I left it for a while, played WoD, bit of Legion, and then Legion sort of got to the stage where a little bit bored me, so, yeah, returned to the Iron Man. It's pretty much the only reason I'm playing WoW at the moment.
Damn you, Stone.
Yeah, Stone, you've ruined my social life completely.
Oh, well, I can't say anything.
And you've interrupted my Diablo time as well.
What?
Terrible.
Sorry. Sorry. Hey, there's my Canadian coming out.
You were telling me you do hardcore in Diablo, yeah? So
I do. I play hardcore and softcore in Diablo. Unfortunately, the competition that just finished on the World Challenges, I wanted to take part of, but Stan decided he'd put the same date as new season of Diablo. So,
what are you talking about?
I took a back seat and I had to play some Diablo with a couple of mates of mine. So
yeah, nice.
Getting blamed for a lot.
I like to get up there on those ladders in Diablo if I can.
Yes. Well, when we had our chat, and of course I've had Pandora on for Behind the Avatar a couple of weeks ago, we were having chat, and you were saying you actually played competitively in games, like this is going back before WoW.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, I used to play a game called Day of Defeat way ago. And actually used to travel around a bit of New South Wales and that to competitions, as well as online competitions.
Yeah,
that was a first-person shooter. So I couldn't hit the side of a barn now, though, I don't think.
Oh, guys. All right.
Reaction times aren't what they used to be.
Yeah. Oh, I totally understand that. What's the thing? Obviously, you've been focused on Iron Man Challenge, and there are other challenges, but what was the thing about Iron Man that just has gripped you into the, you know, into that feat of, oh, I need to, not only are you leveling one toon, you are leveling now how many? 11?
Including the DK, 11.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
DK is more of the toon I will put through the zones first, so he's sort of the scout. But one of each class.
Nice, very nice. And they've all hit what level?
60. Wow. Yes. Nice. Last night, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, last night I finally got them all to 60. I had most of them sitting at 59 for about the last week or so. And I decided I wanted to ding them all 60 on the same day. So finally happened last night.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with that.
Oh, congratulations. So what are you running? Alliance toons, Horde toons,
All Alliance except for the one. The Shaman is Horde. Why? I don't know. no idea why. But basically, yeah, if it's not Night Elf, it'd be a human or something like that. I think I went Draenei for the Paladin. And the Shaman's an Orc. But I think it's just to break up the monotony more than anything of the same quests.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's talk about, like, you've obviously been playing a lot of Iron Man to have 11 of them, which is, one, amazing. Two, 11 at 60. Wow, congratulations. That is an extra, like, feat of strength as far as I'm concerned.
I'm really happy so far.
Yes. So what for you has been your most fondest challenge memory? Like, obviously, you're going to have heaps of different ones, but what's the one that's really sticks out?
To be honest, it's going to be kind of obvious. I mean, it's what happened last night when I finally dinged them all to 60. That was the goal when I rolled them all originally, and that was the first goal, just to get them to 60. And then we'll see what happens from there. And that finally happened last night, so I'm like, yay, you know. it'd have to be that at this point in time.
Okay.
Hold on a second. When you're going to go beyond this, are you planning on going to, like, 65 for all of them, or are you going to go to 70?
Generally, how I've been running them is... I take the toughest toon through a zone first.
Okay.
Like complete the zone.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on to the next class, go through the same zone. So one, I know exactly what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. Does get a little bit tedious when you get to the 10th toon, going through the same zone. Yeah. But you can save the squishier toons for, you know, sort of the end where you've sort of streamlined the leveling process through that zone. So that's how I'm doing it at the moment. And that's probably how I'll continue to do it.
Okay.
Through health bar and such. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. That's pretty cool. So the other challenges that are out with the Bloodthirsty and the Pacifist, have you tried those yet?
Not really. I mean, the Pacifist I looked at and went, no. Just no. I don't think I could last 10 minutes without killing something in WoW. As for Bloodthirsty, I think I would zone out, to be honest. I would definitely just zone out. I would just get in a rhythm, in a rhythm, in a rhythm, and I'd probably just, zone and die. I just don't think I'd keep myself occupied doing it. I mean, even with the Iron Man tunes, because I level them through the same zones, it does get a little bit relaxed after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, questing is still a little bit more than just simply killing a mob.
Okay. All right. So what has been your strategy with leveling your tunes? As in, do you have a particular path that you go with certain zones?
I do. I have I've had a pretty strict leveling path. Pretty much all the time I played any Iron Man turn. And almost down to the exact mobs I kill in a zone as I'm leveling through after a while. You know, I know exactly which mobs are spawned where, how many I need to kill. By the time I get to the 10th turn, it's second nature. Generally start off Alliance, start area. I'll head to Darkshore, quest out entire zones, so I don't generally skip quests. So it's Darkshore, Ashenvale, over to Stone Talon, down to Desolus and Feralis, Thousand Needles, to Naris, up to Winterspring. And then I'll normally go down to Silithus just to finish off a couple of easy quests, but lately it's very dangerous making the track through Angara.
Really?
Oh.
Very much so. I had a DK at 87, and he was a Horde DK, and the Alliance had that repeatable quest up in Winterspring for the Cub that scales, the XP scales. And I thought the Horde might have a similar quest with the little dinosaur quest down in Angara. I thought that might scale. Still don't know whether it does. So I went down there on my DK to check it out. And lo and behold, out of the mist, one of those big elite dinosaurs from that event scaled very, very high. Come over and two-shot me.
What level was it?
It was my level. It was 87, but it had a hell of a lot of health and packed a hell of a punch. It's like almost a boss mob at that level, like a raid boss mob.
Wow.
They do level with you, but the problem is they outscale your level. Like they're like a raid boss to you. They're not just like an elite mob or a rare mob scale to you. They're like a raid boss scale to you.
Yeah.
Because I believe at max level, it's a group thing to kill. Like almost a raid thing to kill them.
Yeah.
And even when it's scaled down, it's still like that type of comparison. It just come over and two-shot me. So just wandering through there now is very, very dangerous.
I mean, I guess you couldn't... Yeah, at that level, you couldn't fly over. Like if you were 57...
Well, what I was doing, the quest to get the little dinosaur pet going was... to go get infected a couple of times, and the only way you can do it at high level is to take off your weapon and sort of punch stuff because you need to attack it for it to poison you.
Oh, okay.
And so if you have a weapon equipped, you just one shot them all.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there just, meleeing these guys, and out of nowhere, yeah, out of the mist, dinosaur come over them. Yeah, that was the end of that. So I lost an 87 DK, which I just opened up all the Hyjal quests and all that stuff for, and Firelands dailies. Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. And that was your highest iron.
That was my highest iron, 87 DK, yeah.
Okay.
I was mainly using him just to, I mean, it would have been great if he got to 110, but I was mainly using him to sort of scout the way through what I need to do to open up the Hyjal dailies and so on and so on and so on. So.
Yep. Okay. So tell us about the Jelly Baby incident.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Painful, Lita.
I know. Hey, I'm cruel. I'm a
this sounds fantastic.
All right, so what am I? I'm 82, one hunter, and I'm up in Northrend, and yeah, you know, I'm just questing out the rest of ICC and Storm Peaks and doing my, the Ice Crown dailies up there and that, the Argent tournament ones. And I, like most of, probably everybody, like to munch on things while I'm playing. Have a pack of Jelly Babies pretty close all the time. This one was a little bit too close, was sitting on my keyboard. And I'm in the air just, you know, sort of AFK, having a coffee and so forth. And I thought, yeah, munch on a couple of Jelly Babies. So I reach in the bag and push a little too hard on the bottom of the bag and must have accidentally hit my mount button. By the time I look up, there's my hunter lying on the ground. So death to Jelly Babies.
Yep. Yeah. I think a lot of us can feel that kind of pain though, because we've if it's not been Jelly Babies or food, it's been something fairly similar. I mean, I normally have mine keybound, my mount button, and I've accidentally just been like tapping along with, you know, whether it's music or something, and just tap that little bit too hard and just go, so
I've actually unbound the mount key on all my IMN tunes now. I click it with a mouse button and that's it.
Yes.
It's a little slower, but it's safer.
So. I think you and I had a conversation about this.
We did, yes.
So. Yeah, okay, now I remember. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying that you unbound your mount button. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
I just stood there and I literally sat there for 5 minutes just staring at the screen and I'm like...
And that was your highest at that time. That was the highest.
Yeah. I didn't have a DK pass there at that time. That was my highest in the 82 hunter. Yeah, the DK would have been about 70 at that stage.
Yeah. Nice. And, death by Jelly Babies.
Because he was my original hunter when I came. Because I had a hunter that I started leveling when I think mod came out, and I got to like 40 and I left it and came back to it, you know, almost a year later. And leveled it, and it got to 82, and then gone. So that was the original Iron Pan, and he's gone.
Mm. So are you tempted to take any of these over and keep going with them on the Tin Man challenge?
I threw the Hunter over onto the Tin Man, but to be honest, unless I get a ton of deaths in a row. On the Iron Man, I'm probably not even going to log on it. The only reason it hasn't been deleted yet is because it has like 30 or 40,000 gold on it from some lucky item I found down in Silithus, Orb of Deception.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, I found an Orb of Deception down in Silithus and sold it for 40,000 on the AH. So.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
That's a nice buffer.
Yes,
nice. It was terrible too. So I just spent all, like, you know, what, 15,000 gold or something upgrading all the flight speed on that character.
Mm.
So, you know, I was zooming around Northrend thinking I'm king of the hill and then died of jelly baits. So.
Yeah. Ouch. So what zone have you come across as, do you think, is the most unfriendly to a WoW, you know, to a challenge?
Ungaro, for sure. Ungaro.
Ungaro, yep.
Oh, if it's not the dinosaurs, I also had another quest down there that I lost my original hunter on, where you sort of get on the back of this paladin NPC's horse.
Maximilian.
And you throw stones off the back of it at a dinosaur and such.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's running through, mobs are chasing you and throwing stuff at you. And the problem is, unlike most of these ones where you're sort of on a vehicle or such, normally the vehicle takes damage and then you fall off. This particular quest, your character takes damage while you're on the back of it. So if you're not really, really quick, it caught me by surprise and, yeah, just died on that. So I don't like Ungaro. Really, really don't.
Mm. No, that's fair enough. Absolutely. So, Pan, what advice would you give? I mean, again, you've been leveling quite a few tunes. You've had some really rough deaths with high-level tunes yourself with doing the Iron Man Challenge. What advice do you give to either, you know, whether it's a new person, or someone who's been playing for a little while, or, you know, or the people that have been playing for quite some time? Is there anything that really sticks out for you to, you know, tips or tricks?
Mainly I would say play a class A you really, really enjoy, because it can be a grind. And B, you know, preferably B, you know your way around the class fairly well, the one that you pick. Because, you know, you want to know where and what defensive buttons you have at any point in time, and, you know, be rather skilled at getting out of a bad situation. You know, you want to be reasonably decent on that particular class you want to play. Don't play something that you're not familiar with. And research. Research, research, research. Forums. Talk to people in Discord. Go to WoW Challenges forums. WoWhead. Do a bit of search on, you know, what weapons, what level, where you can get it. Because, that little white weapon upgrade can be so, so helpful.
It's amazing how just by either picking up something from a vendor or picking up something from a mob can certainly help. Yes. You know, sometimes you can be two-shotting something instead of six-shotting something, you know, and that can be the moment, the difference between life and death. A lot of times with the challenge tunes.
I mean, I did a little bit of that when I first started. I did a bit of research on WoWhead to sort of figure out when I could buy new armor, when I could buy new weapons, where I could buy it from. And I think I used to buy armor and weapons at like level 12, 22, 30 something, and then 45. And then wouldn't get another one until, well, no armor upwards of 45 from really a vendor, not a complete set anyway. And next weapon you could get would be like, you know, 60 unless it was a drop. So,
yeah, exactly.
But those things are great. If you can get your upgrades, you know, at good levels, then you can breeze through the content.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Stone, any more questions from you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about hitting the button, and I just because I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I can feel the pain. Because I won't say I've done something similar, but I mean I've, you know, died to bad things before, where Bob would jump up on my desk and boop, and that's right, off I go. See you later.
Yeah.
I almost had a death a couple of days ago. I was on a flight path and got DC'd. Came back and I was falling.
Oh, wow.
Luckily for me, I had a goblin glider.
Wow.
So, no! Yay.
I buy at least two of them as soon as I can afford it.
Wow.
Just in case you get DC'd during a flight path.
Yeah. Wow.
Because there's nothing worse than logging back in the game and just seeing your character free fall.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good point. Okay. I'll have to look into that. All right. Well, thank you, Pan. It's, again, congratulations on all your 60s. That's amazing. And good luck with
where it takes you here. Hopefully, like, we'll get to 70. Sorry.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We certainly want you to do that. That would be awesome. Okay. Well, let's go on to the site news, because something's been happening. Yeah. We've had some stuff going on.
I'm going to pull in Margathon here before we start talking, and let's see how this goes. And there we go. Hey, I can't hear him, but
Margathon, is he here?
He should be here, although I think his mic is not working. But we do have the contest is finished, and I was checking the job, and the contest job finished really quick. Yes.
Oh, yay.
Like, okay, it finished, it kicked off at 5 minutes after, just to make sure, in case of server times, because I don't think the server that we run on does official... I'm not sure, actually. I don't think it is exactly 7 o'clock, so I figure, okay, let it run at 7:05 and pick up anybody that might have logged out, like, at 7:01 or something, because time differences, you know, all that stuff, right? Because...
Yeah.
People's clocks are off and all that stuff. So, but it finished within a minute. So I think next time, wow, if we do a contest, I think we'll just announce the winner right away. I think would be cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Marg, are you there? And, okay. So he has a mic problem. Well, I can hear a boop, boop.
Okay.
So,
that's okay. That's all right. See how it goes.
Sure.
But yes, I have to say, you know, everyone who did participate, thank you. Thank you, everyone, to everyone that's in the chat room that took part, as well as many, many other people. I think it was a really good showing. It was awesome. So thanks, guys, for supporting it.
Yeah, I think he's having problems. Okay, so where's my notes? Okay, so if he can...
I don't know.
I don't know. It's not like we don't have show notes, right?
Yeah. No.
What show notes? Just that. How many pages?
Yeah.
9 pages.
Is it nine pages? 9 pages
of show notes. Yeah, it's 9 pages of show notes, people. Crazy.
But it's not scripted, I swear. It's just jot notes.
It's just lying. Like, it notes. Says they word for word what I'm supposed to say.
No.
Sure.
No. Okay, so while he figures it out, I'm just going to carry on, and I'm going to start paraphrasing kind of what he said, because I don't want to read, because he wrote out what he wanted to say, and I can't do that, because if I start to read it word for word, it's not going to be good. But basically, so the contest was over. I think it went really well. One of the things that we kind of just said was that we didn't want to do a contest when a major patch release came out. And I think we had already announced it that we were going to do the contest. And then they said, hey, 7.25 is going to be coming out this week. It's like, dang it. So it was kind of not timed very well. And I think if we had delayed it, maybe, you know, like it would have bumped up some of our other plans. So I still think it went fairly well. Over the 2 weeks, we had 67 characters that played. The website will say 66, but somebody deleted their character and renamed it the same, so it still counts as 66. And out of the 67 that are on the list, 23 are alive.
Yay!
That's 66% of them being dead.
I know.
For hunters? That's a lot. And
still.
Yeah, he was saying that he thinks that's very high compared to what we kind of thought that we'd have for a mage. The mage one was at 70%.
Do you think that maybe people being the fact that it is the hunter and they've perhaps got the mentality of, hey, it's supposed to be a bit easier to do the hunter and go a bit more gung-ho, maybe? Or, you know, you've got a pet, so you can be a little bit like, you know, pull more mobs at once and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think because I was playing before on my flip table account or tune, I was going hard and maybe taking some chances and risks that I normally would not have. However, when I got up to a certain point, I was like, okay, now it's time to play safe, right? But overall, when a person thinks about it, they think, well, this is supposed to be the easiest class to play. And I think folks are still thinking that maybe Iron Man is easy, but it's not, even if you're on a hunter, right? So, one of the good takeaways of this is that folks are getting to higher levels than they ever have before, and are experiencing content as they iron higher than they ever have before, right? I mean, I'm not counting the veterans because they're in a class of their own, but, you know, for folks like me, I mean, I took a different route this time, right? And, you know, so it's a little bit new for me as well, and it was quite the leveling experience. So I'm sure that from what I've seen in chat is like, it's been a lot of surprises but still being able to move forward and stuff, right? So basically the Horde to Alliance ratio was 15% Horde to 85% Alliance, and I can't say I'm surprised because, you know, as a goblin you got to go through the whole goblin zone versus
start area,
and I mean, as a gnome you just kind of roll your tune, and if you really don't want to go into that zone you can go anywhere else you want, right? So the top 10 of the contest. Oh, yay. Okay, so if you guys hear any banging, I'm just going to say right now, and I have to put this in here, my next-door neighbors have left to go on an Easter trip or something. I don't know. But they've left their 22-year-old son, who I can guarantee you that tonight I'm going to be up and
having a party?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Now,
is
the
this
thing
a
is,
cover-up story for the kids in the basement, Stein?
No. My family is well provided for down in the dungeon basement, and we're all good. I feed them.
Nice.
They have a TV. They just have no means of communication. So, this guy tends to slam doors a lot, and we can hear it. So,
ew.
Yay! Living in a MED attached home is fun times. Okay, so the reason why I said that is because I heard a bang. Now, you guys probably didn't, but this mic can pick up stuff. So let's go over to the top 10. Coming in at number 10 is Silver Torque at level 40. Awesome the third is ninth at level 41. Iron Letar, I don't know who that is. Came in at 8th at level 46.
Wow.
However, you lost your computer in the last couple of days.
Hello?
Yep, hey, we can hear you, buddy.
Hey!
Hey, Mark, we can hear you.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Hey, hey. Hey.
I just changed my headphones. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
You can take your headphones and whip them. It's okay.
Yeah. I should have checked with earlier, really.
Do you want to go over some of the things that I might not have gone over? I'm not sure what you heard me talk about.
I don't know where you're up to, because I've been furiously checking my house.
I began to read out the top 10, and I was at number 8 on Iron Leotar. If you want to kind of paraphrase some of the stuff that I kind of passed over, like just very briefly, you can go for it.
Okay, did you go through the percentages or the stats?
I didn't talk about the stats. I didn't talk about the table that you have there. If you want to go over that, that's cool.
It was just the difference. Because personally, I thought the percentage of the death rate would be a lot lower than it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite shocking. I thought the death rate would be about 20%. But my theory to it is that people were getting to higher levels that they haven't experienced before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were dying more often. So to see 51% hunters got above level 30, and mm-hmm. only 40% of mages got above 30. 37% got above 40 to 30%. So you can see that people are getting higher, so they're probably dying more often.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I guess a lot of those players, that'd probably be their highest tune, so they're seeing new content for the first time on an
Iron Man. That's what I thought, yeah. Yeah, because the Hunter competition as well is also a smaller sample size as well. Because you've got 67 people took part in this one, and you had, well, I say people, but characters. And I think you had 80 odd in the mage one.
In the mage, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were discussing, and Stone had said, you know, we're trying to do competitions out of the way of the patches, which unfortunately, you know, could have had an impact with the amount of people. But still, 67 people or tunes is still an awesome effort. So again, thank you guys. That's wonderful.
So we got to Iron Leotar, did we? At 8.
Yes. I'm in the top 10.
But you lost your computer, I heard, so...
This is day 3 without a computer. So, I'm starting to get
how many
jitters.
How many days did you lose out on the competition?
Well, I haven't been able to play, so I haven't played
days?
For...
I think
did you lose
days?
Out on about 3 days of competition?
Like 2 or 3.
Or... Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a shame. You could have beat Stone. You could have.
Okay, no, so hold on.
I can't because I work, and I can't dedicate to doing iron all the time. So it's just, the chances of me, the fact that I won once was only because Stone died. So I am never going to win against Stone, basically. You die.
We'll see.
You were getting
I won. Well, I mean, and that's why we changed the rules, so that if I die, then that's it, right? At least for us.
You only get one chance at it.
Yeah. So let me say that, you know, there was a teeny tiny bit of me that was suspicious of Lita's computer problems right at the end. I'm like, does she really have computer problems? And I'm checking online. I was checking and checking. I'm like, she's not online. All right.
I tell you what, I'm glad that you only told me this right before the show, because if I'd been sitting next to you, I would have smacked you in the back of the head for even thinking that. Because I'm like, seriously, as if I am that devious. I am not that devious a person.
Oh.
So,
I am.
So I'm like, well, guess what? I'm going to have to be devious next time, so stuff you.
Right.
And I'm just saying.
Oh man.
I will be devious.
Oh, boy.
You need to put an Aussie team together later so we can beat them.
Anyway, we you know, maybe we can
What's
have
up
an international,
with that? International
an international. That might be interesting. Anyway, there's a thought for you boys. There we go. I'll leave that with you. All right. So I got number 8. All right. Who's next, Mark?
So we got Breely at number 7, got to level 51.
Nice.
I believe that's a character that normally names his characters with Raz something. I think it's a friend of...
Oh, it's Raz. That's Razorus.
So, who's this next person? Stone Winds.
Don't know him. Must be dodgy.
Got to 6. Level 52. So he goes up 3-1 in the little
52?
Stone.
Did you make 52?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was... Okay. Anyway, I'll talk about it during my segment.
Okay.
So we got Sonic Ironic at 5. Got to level 58, and that's Rogue Slayer.
Nice.
Hitting the top 10 once again. I believe she got 6th in the last competition. So she's gone 1 better.
Wow.
So we have Zaya Hunter at 4. Got to level 60. He's got top 5 in the last 3 competitions. Mm-hmm. So in the Paladin only, he got 2nd. In the Frozen, he got 1st. And in Arrow to the Knee, he got 4th.
Wow.
So that's a good run.
Nice.
Yeah. At 3, we've got Insomnia at level 62. And personally, because this is the guy that's got the best speed to 60 time. So I believe he's got it in him to win a competition in the future, I think.
This person here?
Maybe he didn't have time to level more. Maybe personal stuff.
Is this Crystal?
Okay. I do believe it. Right. It's the guy that has the best time in speed to 60.
Okay. Yeah, that's Crystal, which is fancy.
Fancy. Mm. So we've got Tiny Issa at 2, got to level 66.
Wow, that's amazing.
And she now has 2 top 5s in a row. She got to 4th.
Congrats.
Nice.
And is 2nd in the Arrow to the Knee. And the winner...
Can I just say, Tiny Easter and I were running around Loch Moden at the same time when I was leveling my turn, and I would be like, we'd stop and wave at each other, and off we'd go in different directions. It was, so the fact that she made 66, wow, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, number 1.
Yeah, because she was 65 today. I noticed she did that extra little level. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the winner is Exploifon, who got to level 92.
92, wow.
And it's worth mentioning, this is Lissan, and he leveled this character Petless.
Yep.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That means throughout the whole leveling process, no pet was used. So imagine what you did, but without a pet.
I would have been dead at like level 11.
I
assume he played marksman or something then?
No, Beast Mastery. He's done it before.
Yeah.
Really?
He's got to, I believe he got to level 100 in Draenor doing the same thing. So.
Yeah, his petless.
Yeah,
his petless.
Petless, no dailies, and on a horde. I think it was the first horde.
Goblin.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's amazing. Another thing worth mentioning, out of the goblin versus gnomes, the goblins won. Even though there was
goblin
only
won.
Even though there was only 15% goblin, a goblin won.
Wow, that's hilarious. That's awesome. Okay.
The other thing, though, is I was looking at the emails, and you're going to have to reach out to me, Lisanne. So you have to let me know. Send me an email in the next 2 or 3 days. I'd see him in chat just to let me know if you want the book or if you don't want the book what you want, like Steam or a Blizzard gift card thingy, right? So Lissan has won before, but he didn't win the last one, and that's the key thing, is that we didn't want like back-to-back-to-back. However, I will say that I am actually considering dropping that outright, because it feels like we have a lot of players that can compete for the top. And I think it's actually a good thing to put some pressure on folks to be able to constantly, if you want to win, to work on your skills to play, right?
Yep.
I did say that, unfortunately, I did say that you can't win back to back. It's like if you've won, that's great, but you just can't win back to back. That's why Zaya could not win this one. Like, he could win, he was not able to win the prize. That's all. And that's actually why we have the little crown symbol in the list. The other thing I want to mention before you carry on, Marg, is we're actually thinking that we might make it where it's a little bit longer. I know some folks didn't really like that it was only 2 weeks because they don't really get a lot of time. But I've seen tons of feedback and we'll adjust. So
yeah, that's totally down to you.
Yep.
Totally down to you.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll just get on to my little special mentions part. So there's two special mentions, and I don't think anyone's surprised about the first one. It is Kvardek Dua, and hopefully I've pronounced that correctly. I'm sure I just butchered it. But it means 42 in Esperanto. Now, I found out about Esperanto today.
Okay.
It's the most spoken international language around the world. And the reason he called his character 42 in Esperanto was it's referencing the meaning of life in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So
awesome.
The meaning of life, 42.
Nice.
So, yeah, I found that out today. I thought that was quite good. So, first of all, in the competition, he got a fantastic speed 60 times, 17 hours, 28 minutes, 59 seconds. And secondly, getting to 100 in, I believe it was 12 days. It may have been 11. He got to 100 in the competition, which I think
amazing.
I'd love to see his play time actually.
Yeah.
His actual play time, when he got to 100. I don't know if he's got that or screenshotted it or anything like that, or a stone can find that out. I don't know if
no. No, I can't. No.
And I believe. With my knowledge of sort of around that 100 to 110, I believe he could have got to 102, I reckon. At least 101. So, congratulations and a big commiserations to Kvardek Dua. Great job.
Yeah.
I believe Stone wanted to say something about...
Yeah, we do know how he died, and he was not expecting it. There was like a steam pool in Warlords, and it's supposed to be like a level 92 thing, but it basically one-shot him. So just keep an eye out. I do have a special comment because we kind of chatted a little bit in guild chat, kind of why and how he leveled up so hard. I'm not going to get into that because that's a little bit personal stuff. But your story is really touched me, and I really feel for you. If there's anything I can do ever to help things out, let me know. Having to go through all that stuff is probably not great. I can only think of how that is. I've never gone through that stuff. So, I wanted to make a comment about it because one of the reasons that he leveled up so hard was to kind of, I guess, to take his mind off of stuff, and he was just going hard, right? And hopefully it helped him out a bit, and hopefully he'll be back and gets himself in a good spot and moves on, I guess. Which it's going to be hard, but thinking of you, so
yeah.
I think we can all relate to playing WoW to get away from life issues.
Yep.
I know I have. I've got through things playing WoW. I think we all have. Right. Second mention is Terwinkle. John, Mm-hmm. He's The Adventures of Ready Whip, I called it. But anyway, I saw him on Twitter, and he mentioned he was playing in the competition. I'd never watched his Twitch before, and I started watching him, and he was taking part, and I instantly took a liking to him. He's a really funny guy, really good at what he does. So I sort of, you know, give him a few pointers, tell him a certain route, and but unfortunately, I wanted him to get to 60. It was one of my things. I was like, I'm going to get you to 60. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he died at level 57, which I believe is the highest level reached by him. So, yeah, and the reason I wanted to highlight this is because these competitions are all about trying. I want them to be all about trying new classes, races, challenges, getting to levels that personally you've never got to before. So let's have fun whilst doing it. So hopefully many more competitions to come and we can all have fun. So again, congrats to the top 10, congrats to Lisan, and commiserations to all that died, and thank you to everyone that took part. So next competition.
I see your comment. Yeah, all that I've been saying is that our next competition will be a little bit bloody, but I guess we can, you can kind of guess what that's going to be, you know, so it's going to be like a bloodthirsty one. And, I think June or July, I think more July, maybe. It should be around in there. I kind of think more June. We wanted to time it with the anniversary of the Warcraft movie. Swords says, you know, Nisi wins, going to call it now. Not necessarily. Just saying.
Good,
we do say that she's queen of the bloodthirsties, but or the bloodthirsty queen.
And I will say, I think Lita's had a bit more practice on bloodthirsties and new stone.
Oh man, mm-hmm. I've mm-hmm. got yeah. a level 20.
She knows where to go, where all the good spots are.
I've got a level 20 bloodthirsty. Time later. No.
Well, yeah, that's going to be the issue. But anyway, we will worry about that later.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. Thanks, Mark. That's awesome. For everyone that's taken part, of course, commiserations to all those that lost, you know, because losing a toon, no matter what level you are, it still hurts the heart. It really does. But congratulations, Lisan, that's amazing. 92 in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, guys. And Carv made to 100. That just blows my mind. So, you know, well, these are levels to look at.
Yeah, and I think he was saying that he was still leveling because he knew that this sand could still reach him, right?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So
I was thinking still by 100, but
I mean, that's the point where, you know, don't give up, because as those two are fighting in the top, things can happen, right? And, you know, we could more or less end up with what happened last time, where number 1, 2, 3 were gone, right? Yeah. And it was like, oh my god, and it sucks.
The next thing you know, Ioannis has won it. So
yeah. Mark, thank you very much for your help on this and work on this.
My pleasure. And sorry for the mic mishap.
No, it's okay. We're doing it live. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep. I won't be doing any edits. Thank you. So. All right, thanks.
Edit.
Thanks, Mark.
What edit?
Edit. So we'll be seeing each other in about 3 months? Or
3 months. Okay. Yeah, 3 months.
Nice.
Okay.
Excellent.
Cool.
Excellent. Right.
It's going to be bloody.
It's going to be really bloody. Bloody. And it's not a swear word. Okay, thank you. Hey, cheers.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, that is amazing. The stats really interested me. I'm quite surprised with the stats that Mark was saying with the competition, you know. So, but well done. Well done, everyone. And again, thank you for supporting a bit of fun. So, Okay. So we'll go on to the state of the challenges for this week. So Iron Man. Let's see what we've got. Pan, do you want to start reading that for me, please?
Oh, certainly. I see how many names I can butcher here. I love a Dukin. Oh, died at 84.
Oh, no.
73, hit 90. Exploitathon, hit 92. Never Died PRT, hit 94. Bazdas at 98. Cavaduca, he died at 100. 8, hit 104. And Died Reverend W, hit 109.
Can't hear you, Stone.
Oh, I forgot. Azzy, yep. Sorry. Yep. Azzy,
I was going to say.
103. Okay. And another one of Never Died Tunes, Never Died Shah, hit 104.
Excellent. Wow. So we've got a lot of irons coming through over the hundreds again. That's awesome work, guys. Fantastic. All righty.
Never Died's creeping up another 3 tunes.
I know. He's a machine. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
He'll be 110 by our next show, unless he doesn't play or something. Yeah, but he should be up there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Alrighty, let's do the blood. So here we go. We've got Soul Brew at 34. Floopsy is 34.
Yeah,
that sounds like an Easter tune. Floopsy. That's cool. Another Soul hit 34. Sounds familiar. I wonder who that is. Soul Shot. Oh, is 37. Soul Shield hit 41. Conjured Soul hit 43. Hey, here's a tune that's not Niecy's. Genetics hit 54. Awesome. And Killstuff Frog hit 58. All right, Bent Grinder hit 64. And oh no, Bent Grinder died at 80. Yeah, oh no. Oh, yeah, Bent Grinder, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Again, Niecy, awesome job. Look at you. Go, girl. Fantastic. All right. Pan. Pan can do the pacifist, please.
All right. So we got Fleeing Check at 44, Harry Up at 48, Moorboard at 49. P-Tool at 53, Herbaliza at 54, Organ Grinder at 58, High Five at 60, good old Snuffle Tips at 68, Feralian at 72, and Flower Child at 74.
Well done. We didn't lose any pacifists this week. Awesome. Well done. I see Toolies. Making a little, he's slowly getting there.
I don't think this is his non-profession tune, though. I think those ones are lower.
Okay.
Because those ones he's only leveling up with, like, events and stuff, or
it's
quests.
It's nice to see him back in back in the list. So, well done, Tully. Awesome. Awesome job, everyone. Okay. Tin Man Stone.
Okay, so we have a new character at level 60 that died once, the Iron Elf. Insomnia is at level 62, still has not died. Lucy Lynn H is new to our list with one death at level 63. I have a hard time with this name. Scriffinyades.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, level 64. Level 64. Harlequin is new to our list with one death at level 71. Bastur is level 79, died one more time. Anabolic is at level 79, still has yet to die. Iron Sylvia is level 90. Trickster is level 90, also has yet to die. And Zaya Monk. Hit level 102. However, I'm going to make a note of this and really highlight it because I know exactly why this happened. He died an extra 16 times over this past week. He was doing I can't remember which scenario. I think the healing scenario. I think just to do some quests. And he died so many times. I think I was on when he died like 3 or 4 times, and then he finally got it. I'm not sure what the other ones were for, but I would assume it's also similar stuff. So yeah. It's okay. I mean, that's part of the run, right? Guild Corner is making a fortune. Is making a fortune in fees from Zyla. Yep. Poor Zyla. I guess this is his week to get the poking. Anyways, let me have another. No, let me wait until our next segment. So speed to 60, nothing changed because Kavar's run was captured last week. So there's no mm-hmm. change from last week. We're still the same top 10 because I don't care if you died or red flagged yourself. I've captured the times, and those times won't change regardless of your flag, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's it. So congratulations, and really sorry for folks that died and Zaya, man. It's okay. High fives.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the way you can look at it is Zaya is...
Well, he's testing.
He's testing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's,
sure.
Exactly. So he's testing to see what a tune is capable of. And
thoroughly and certainly tested what 16.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a machine as well. Seriously, I would have, given up trying that after... I probably wouldn't have even tried it. So kudos to you, Zaya, for getting through that. That's amazing. So... But again, everyone, well done on your leveling week. Congratulations to everyone who got levels. And, of course, the commiserations for those that we lost this week. It is very – it is – hurts. It does hurt. So, yeah. So good luck, everyone, this coming week. All righty? Okay. So what have we done in WoW this week? So Pan, how about you start off? What have you been up to? Other than, hello, dinging 11 tunes to 60. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
That was pretty much about it, really, to do with WoW. I mean, I had at least half the tunes sitting at 59 before this week started. Well, before last week started. So for the last week, just sort of threw on a couple of levels to the rest of the tunes. Leveled up the DK to 60, the new one, last night. Stone, that finally turned up on the list.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I was panicking. but no, honestly, I haven't been on WoW all that much. I was playing a few Steam games and some Diablo, so... Mm-hmm. Very little on WoW this week, just enough to get the tunes to 60 in time for the podcast, which is what I was hoping to do, and done. So, goal achieved.
Excellent.
That's about it for this week. It was a very, very easy week as far as WoW went.
So, just a question, Pan. When your tune dies, do you go with the same name, same class? Again, like when you when you've gotten over the death and need to re-roll, do you exactly the same? Okay.
All right. I have the warlock that's currently 60 has died twice to get that to 60, same name. So it's just been re-rolled a couple of times. I think the same happened to might have been the monk. I think that's the second monk as well. So, once I get over the death, I try to keep them at the same level. So if one dies, I'll normally put the rest of the tunes on hold until I get that other tune back up pretty close to the level. So I
like to keep them at
the same level, yeah.
Okay. That's a bit of level.
I think it's a bit of a bit OCD. I think a little bit of it. They've got to be the same.
Okay. No, that's fair enough, because it's just interesting the way, some people do go with keeping same name, that kind of thing, and then others
All my tunes are an Iron Pan variant, of course. A little bit weird at the ends. But, I normally keep the same name and just update it on the website, just re-roll it with the same name.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. So, excellent. Well, I'm glad that you had a good week, as in when you were in WoW, and you were saying with your Diablo again.
Yeah, yeah, been doing pretty well there. So.
Yep.
That's
good. Which is good. So what's this? I mean, you're a challenge maniac. Like, you do hardcore and softcore in that, which is its own challenge. So
yeah, me and a good friend of mine, better give him a shout out, Boomers. We play twos in Diablo, and we're quite high up in the particular team that we play in on the ladders. And then on solo, I think at last check I was seventh on the ladder.
Wow.
Wow.
Seventh. Yeah. So
I mean, yeah, I think I'm
Pens.
I mean,
Pens good. Pens like,
I think I'm
really
sitting at like
good.
Paragon 900 or something in seasons at the moment.
What?
Holy cow.
Yeah, I play a bit.
Wow. Just a tad. That's amazing.
I did tell Stone, if you ever needed a power level in seasons, come see me, because I'd have no problem carrying his turn through with a bit of Diablo.
Man. I don't even know. Like, I just got my character up to level 70 and I think Paragon, I don't know, 21 or something like that. And I was actually surprised that Paragon levels went so quickly. I thought it was going to be a lot longer. But
yeah, it
no,
doesn't
go
slow down
until
you get pretty much over the 800 mark. I mean, really slow down. to give you an indication, I normally get to roughly about Paragon 800-900 every season before I get a bit burnt out. And that experience rolls over to your non-season toon. And I've played pretty much every season. I think we're on season 10, 8, something like that. And my non-season toon's only Paragon 1400 or something. So the amount of exponential XP you need for those higher levels is just crazy. Wow. Like, out of the 800 or 900 Paragons I have now, I'll probably only see 100 to 150 of those once it clocks over to non-season. Just because the amount of XP you need. So.
Yeah.
Gets rough at the high ends.
I can't even fathom that. That's just amazing.
I kind of feel like WoW might go that route, though. Just with the whole Pip or Gone thing. I think it'd be a little bit weird, but I don't know.
Aren't they doing some sort of Paragon thing for your artifact weapons?
PvP.
No,
yeah, it's more for the prestige.
It's the prestige. Yeah, it's the prestige. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but I don't like PvP all that much, so I don't know. I'm not really sure about it.
I'm prestige like 4.
Woo! Wow.
Or 5.
It's funny. Every time I
it's hilarious.
Use my guy to complete a PvP quest, right? It gives me 500 honor, but it also bumps me up to like level 40, I don't know, 2, right? So I think I just did one and I'm level 42. So the last 3-4 times I used it, it's bumped me up a full level. So it's like, I think the honor levels are only 500. But anyway.
Yeah, I think they reduced them by quite a bit.
Oh, really?
7.2, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what
I'm pretty sure
so.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't played a max level turn in months, but I read the patch notes every now and then. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Okay.
I think they almost halved it, so.
Pan, you don't have time to play a max level turn, seriously.
No,
you're running 11
Stone's
lines.
Ruined my WoW. It's all Stone's fault. Like,
sorry.
Stone's fault.
Sorry.
There we go. There's a new name for your turn, Stone.
Anyways, so, you know, I mean, let's not. And, you know.
It's hilarious. Well, what have you been doing, Stone? Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, I'm in contest tune.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm playing my contest tune wisely, not because I've only got the one life because of our little rules, right, between you and I. Because otherwise, I'd go, right? I just go, and if I, you know, And if I got into something that I wasn't supposed to, then I just re-roll and off we go again. But this time it's a little bit different, right? So honestly, I was like, oh man, if I die once, and we talked about this last week, I almost died at level five, it would have been over the first night. But thankfully that wasn't the case. I was relying on a little bit of help from Died in Margathon, as far as where to level up pre-60. And so I went Dustwallow Marsh, which went pretty well. I went to I ended up with my character at level 52 outside of Fellwood, where you like the quest area where you go and view Ill.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, right? And you see him fight Arthas, and then you see him fight all these other guys, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if that was safe, so I was like, okay, I don't want this toon to die. So,
in Fellwood was its time.
Yeah, in Fellwood, yeah, and
yeah,
I wasn't sure, right? And no one was online, so I'm like, I'm just gonna go sit him in the inn. And level 52. I was up 6 levels on Lihid. I'm like, okay. Because this week I wanted to kind of push it a little bit more. So then what I did was grabbed my other scout. Well, I guess my other real toon, which is Flip Table, who is a alive iron. But I consider, like, as far as this one's concerned, I consider them a non-scout scout. So I took them through everything, and I killed I killed Illidan quickly. With lots of XP. It was great. And I went through Winter Spring pretty quick. Winter Spring? No, is it Winter Spring? Yes, it's Winter Spring, not Winter Grasp. That's right. And in the Furbog Village, I was going up the ramp to kill the king or the chief, and I finished killing some mob. I don't know what it was, right? And about two seconds afterwards, I got DC'd. Like, I was like, what the heck's going on? Like, all of a sudden, I just got kicked offline. And I'm looking at my net. My net's good. Everybody else is still online. I'm like, what's going on? So I log back in, and yeah, there I am, exactly where I was when I had killed that mob. And if it was 3 seconds beforehand, I would have been DC'd during the fight, and then it would have been up to luck if the bear had if my bear would have been able to tank the boss or the mob before I got back, right? Because I got back on about maybe 10-15 seconds afterwards, so it's possible that I could have been dead. And why I didn't have any net problems. It was a Blizzard server problem. Nobody else was kicked off except me. I just, if I lose this character because of stuff like that, I don't know. I'll be flipping the table again, right? So Winter Spring is done, and I'm at level 57, and I'm heading to... I jumped on a flight path to Teldrassil, and I jumped on the boat to Stormwind, and I think I'm going to take the flight path to Swamp of Sorrows, and I'm going to do the Goblin Town quest, and then after that I might jump into Blasted Lands. I actually might just jump into Blasted Lands at 57. Everything should be okay, and then once I hit 50, no, actually I'm gonna try and level up until 60 and then go into Outland and follow. There's a post that Never Died made on the forums. He basically posted his view of how to level, because poor Roguester posted his, and Roguester explained a lot versus never died was a little bit more succinct, right? So I'm looking at all that stuff, and I still feel like the hunter is I still have my best shot at it, and gotta get this done. Gotta get it done. And before I'm done, I just want to make a mention here that, dude, just because we don't happen to mention you on the show doesn't mean that we don't have respect for you. You know who you are. Just saying. I have a lot of respect for you. You guys can, you level up really fast. Everybody knows it. Salute. Okay? Cool. Okay. Lita.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay.
But anyway,
that's okay.
Usual.
It's okay.
Okay, so I did play some of my contest tune before my PC issues, and I took her from 35 to 46, so that wasn't too bad. I've got her over in Eastern Plague Lands. I nearly died, literally had 50 hit points left.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I have never felt my heart jump out of my chest so badly in my whole entire life. I think I can't remember who was online, but I think there was a couple of people were online when, and I just sat there and I was like trying to disengage and everything, and I was like, my whole body's like going, ah! So, yeah, that was really, really scary. And again, it was my own stupidity, you know, like taking probably a little bit lax when I was pulling a couple of mobs, and it just ended up pulling more than I thought. So, but I mean, other than that, I did do a bit crisscrossing with zones.
Okay.
I kind of was getting a bit Eastern Plaguelands kind of gives me a bit of the heebie-jeebies at time with the irons. So I sort of jumped over to a couple of other zones, got a little bit of Explorer XP. That was kind of nice. But ultimately ended up coming back. You know, picked up some flight paths, that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, well, at least I can fly here or fly there, you know, maybe if I get another level or so. So, but yeah, I'm really happy. I only got to 33 on the mage.
What?
And oh. She didn't die.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that was kind of cool. I was happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is this time I've got to 46 and not died. So I'm kind of like, well, I've got more levels and I'm pretty happy with that. Yeah. So That was really, really good.
And your brush with death was like level 20-ish or pre-20, or wasn't it in the lock?
No, my brush with death would have been about 43, 44. I've had two. I had one. that was about 24, 25, and then I had this one the other night, which was about, yeah, I think I was around about 43, 44 in Eastern Plaguelands. And again, it just, yeah, that's it. But the other, I've never got down to a tune with 50 hit points. Like, that's about the lowest.
Such crazy feeling when a character gets really, really low on health and you just panic and you forget all your keybinds.
Yep. Yep. Everything. I did manage to pull off disengage, and I think that might have been a set, but all I could see was these mobs, like literally, like just, it was not just one, there was like a heap, and I'm just, you know, as soon as you hit disengage and you're like, okay, keep going, you know, where's the out of combat, where's the out of combat, and you just, all I'm thinking is they're going to keep coming, you know, because there are those times when
The mobs keep coming. I've had them. I've had them where I've been running and I ran half the time. I think it was Surama on Leda that I was running halfway across Surama before the damn NPCs finally stopped chasing me. But, you know, I mean, it's scary enough because you're on a tune that you don't want to die. So you're like, just get out of combat, get out of combat, you know. And then I hit. My first aid bandages, like, thank goodness I've got that keyed, and I, you know, on my bar, and I'm just like, bam, as soon as I was out of combat, I was just like, get up, just up, help, come back.
Get out of here.
And then I'm like, okay, now sit down and eat. And I'm looking, and I'm scrolling my camera angle. I'm like, because you don't know if I've just backed up into other mobs.
Yeah, you're checking in all directions. Yeah.
That's right. So I'm quickly, as I'm eating, I'm scanning around going, is there anything here? Is there anything here? And I'm like, oh, goodness. Okay. It's okay. Right. Eat, get back your health. Okay, let's get the pet back out, you know, because obviously the pet died. I didn't even have time to do anything with getting the pet back from memory. Just was too that absolute. If I had stayed there and tried to resummon the pet, I would be dead, just pure and simple. So I just had to get out of combat. Yeah. So
did you end up having a little break after that?
No, I didn't actually. I kind of calmed myself down and I was like, do I actually walk away from the computer? I think I might have, like, walked away for a couple of minutes
I tend to go play a different game for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I normally do, but I kind of was like, you know what, I have to get over that. I really have to get over that. So this time I'm going to push it through it and just be like, so I kind of got up, did the whole, you know, like, shaky shake, and, you know, like, shake it off. Come on, leader. This is, you know, you didn't die. I just kept saying to myself, you did not die, so get on with it. And that's what I did.
Yeah,
no,
I just wimp out and run away.
Yeah, so, but normally, yeah, if it was really a bad, I would have probably logged off. But being the competition, it's like, no, come on, shake it off. You didn't die. Ultimately, you have not died, so just keep going. Just be a little bit smarter and, you know, just be a little bit tread carefully. So yeah. But other than that, that's all I've really done because, again, hopefully, I have no PC now.
Hopefully your computer will be back up and running soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
I said this to you a few times that if my computer, like when my computer is not up, I lose my mind. It's like I don't know what I sit. I can't sit still. It's like because everything that I do has some touch point with being on this box here, right? And that's just our life, well, now, right? So
it's not only that. It's the fact that after he did all this stuff, and then he's like, I have to take it. And literally part of my heart was like, what do you mean you've got to take? He's like, yeah, I need to take it to where I've got all the tools to be able to help fix this. And I don't know, I suppose it's like a sick child or whatever that you want, analogy you want to use. But it was, my whole being was like, as he's carrying my desktop to the car, I'm just standing there I'm just like, do I cry? Like, what do I do? My whole stuff is on this computer. Yes, I've got some stuff backed up, but if anything happens, like, this is everything. This is my photo stuff. This is my family stuff. This is my gaming stuff. And I've just, I didn't know if I should crawl into the fetal position and just sob. I know. It's completely wrecked. I just, yeah. So I'm going to have to be more thorough with making sure that I back stuff up. Definitely. Yeah. But anyway, he's going to call me in about 30 minutes. Everyone, please send me good, positive vibes.
It's not going to cost me a
fortune. Because I'm really, that's the part I'm really scared about, is the fact that it's going to cost me a fortune and I'm just going to be like, I could have probably bought a new computer. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to know how much this is going to be. But anyway, that's been our weeks in WoW. So thanks, guys. Thanks for sharing with that. Let's go on to...
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lena and Stone.
Okay.
Nice. Excellent. So we've got Noble Garden starting.
Yeah, tomorrow? April 17th to 24th. So for you tomorrow, for the rest of the world, because apparently everything revolves around us, right? So it starts in 2 days, right? Thankfully, we are just north of America, right? So we are America's frozen cousins, right? We get to be in that time zone. Let me take another drink. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we don't have any info from WoWhead yet. However, just based on what happened last year, chocolates are okay to eat for health, bring back your health, but it's going to give you a buff, so you have to remove that. There are clothes that you can get that are white, so they are allowed. You can totally wear those. You can totally earn them. Well, you can earn them anyways, and I don't think they give you armor benefits or anything, but, you know, have fun with that. The spring circlet is equipped in your... Where is that? Spring circlet? Is that on your head? Yeah, and it's a +2 armor. It looks like it is... it looks like folks might think that it might not be allowed because it's got that +2 armor. But it is okay because it's white. We had a very similar thing before Legion, where the bow from in Northrend had a +4 or +5 on frost, right? So it's similar. Now that bow is now changed to green, so you can't use that anymore. However, the spring circlet should still be white, I hope. And if not, we'll let you know. Basically, once WoWhead posts their stuff, I'll run through it and make a post of our own just to say what's fine and not. The egg basket, which is equipped in your offhand, I think, is white, and that's okay, as it was last year. It will give you a speed boost. But it's on use, and it's not, I think it's once every 10 minutes. I'm not 100% sure. But that one's okay because it's white and it's not like all the time, and the egg basket won't work after the week is up. So take advantage of it now while you can. Otherwise, the quests, from what I understand from last year, were completely fine. So, and that's it. That's it for Noble Garden.
Do those quests scale with your level?
I don't know. Fun? Last year it did not because we didn't have Legion.
There's a new pet.
Is there a new pet? Is there something up on WoWhead right now?
Yep, they've updated the Noble Garden guide. Right. Oh my lord, there's a new bunny.
Guess what I'm doing tonight? I'm going to be writing notes up. Yeah, so I'll be putting something out tonight or early tomorrow. Before my family comes over for dinner and stuff. So.
Mm.
And visits my other family that's in the basement.
Excellent. Looks like spring circuit. Okay, they still are...
Is the spring circuit white. Still white? Okay.
And the black spring circuit and the pink spring. Okay. Elegant dress. Yeah, the only thing that is not is the white tuxedo shirt. That's now green.
Ooh. Well, it's okay because it's a shirt, so it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll put something out tonight or tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. It looks like a
poor Nisi. Check the site for when I need to post on Facebook. Yeah. Nisi, I'll probably post that one to Facebook myself. Because once I post it, I'll just copy the link over. Unless you really want to do it, which is cool. Just saying. And it's okay to tell me no.
Excellent.
It's fine. I'm just, you know. So that's it for WoW news. The week after will be National Guard Day or something. I don't know. So, yeah.
Excellent.
But we'll talk about that next week. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, good luck on everyone's Easter egg hunting, etc. Noble Gardens, always fun. So can't wait. All right, let's go on to chit chat. So this is where you can ask us anything about the challenges, share tips, tricks, and all those fun things. So Pan, can I get you to take the first question, please?
Oh, sorry. it was from Discord from Artemis Howe. Hi all, does server matter for the challenge, for example? Will I be in trouble for going normal over PvP? I assume PvE server for PvP server?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so,
good luck on a PvP server, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
You can do the Ironman on a PvP server. Props to you.
I mean, we've had a few people try, and they've gotten fairly far, but never completed. So.
Yeah. I think Rogue Slayer got to about 34. Before someone came in and one-shot her. And then who was the other guy that used to stream it?
Cobb.
He got to like 50?
Cobb. Cobb was 80-something. No, 80 seven. Something. No, he was 60-something because he died in Outlands. He was doing a quest up in Blade's Edge, and dude just came down right on top of him, killed him. Done. It's like, what? Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe he got to over 80 on a PvP server.
Yeah, and then they ran it again, and I'm pretty sure he got over 80. So, yeah. But now he's apparently he's done with WoW because he's flipped table on that too. So, I'm just going to keep adding questions here from the chat into our. there was a discussion on Discord. I'm not going to say like with who, but. Basically, I kind of wanted to bring this up because it had to do with having private servers and us supporting it. I will tell you that I would not support anything to do with a private server in that it's that we are going to have a hard enough time to get our stuff into WoW. My goal is to get some kind of feat of strength, something into WoW for all of us to say, look at what we did. Okay. If we go and support a private server, I can guarantee you, guaranteed, it will never happen. We will never get our things into WoW ever. Okay. So that's one. Number two, I personally feel that private servers are kind of relying on content that's not theirs. Like they don't actually own the stuff. So how are they allowed to run? It's just, you know, it's not yours. So I personally would feel not good about doing an Ironman website support for a private realm. I couldn't do it because it's there. I mean, it's theirs, right? So, Just so that you know, because like there's been some discussion whether, you know, whether or not we would support it, and whether or not it was harder to level up to 60, on a private realm or running it on a normal realm. And I'd say, you know, well, honestly, if you're playing on a Blizzard realm, like on a legal Blizzard realm, so we have how many people up to 110 is only 11. We only have 11 folks. So I'm not saying that I think that leveling up to 60 back then would have been very, very hard. I think it would have been harder than it is now because we have all these extra things. Okay. But with the changes that have come in WoW, you would think if it made things so easy we would have more people up there. I'm throwing that out, right? So I kind of thought we'd be seeing a lot more, but we're not. And the people that are up there right now are pushing, and they have the skill to get there. And there's other folks that are pushing that are almost there, and you can see that they're learning based on our new way of trying to level up, and they will get there. It's just we're not quite there yet. So so wouldn't be a private vanilla server be capped at 60 also? Yeah. And that's the discussion was, you know, should we put a list on someone's private server that's capped at 60? The other thing too is that I personally can trust Blizzard because I know Blizzard's not going to mess around. I'm not saying that the people running the private servers are not going to mess around. However, it's a private server. Who knows what they're going to do, right? I can't trust the info coming out of that because, you know, anything could happen, like bugs, all kinds of stuff. So that's, I guess, my weekly rant is just about private server stuff. Until Blizzard comes out saying, hey, we're going to do Pristine, because I know there is some talk of that, and then I don't know if they really got anywhere. Because the whole talk about Nostralius, I mean, everything was moving, and then all of a sudden it's not. So I'm not sure what's going on. Who knows, right? We might get an announcement at BlizzCon maybe the year after. Who knows? But once Blizzard, like, says that yes, we'll have like a private, like not a private, but yes, we will support that, then I will be on that. I guarantee you, if Blizzard says that those things are okay, I will be there. I will be there for sure. So, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
/ and rant. Right.
Excellent.
Wait, it should be / rant.
All right.
So.
Sure.
Yes. And lead it mm-hmm. as like stone. I can see her going no, like this. I can see like, her like this.
It's like whatever.
So we have
get
some
my computer back.
Do you want to go over? Because these are some questions from the chat room.
Oh no, they're not.
Sure. Oh yes, they are.
They're just troll friends. That's what that is.
And I'm gonna step away for like 30 seconds. Okay. Can you guys do these three here in the show notes?
Sure.
Lita, why don't you do the first one?
Yeah. Okay, so these are Pan's troll friends. They're asked, yeah. First question is, hey Pan, have you dismounted yourself while trying to click on a quest item in Storm Peaks?
Perhaps. At some stage, maybe.
On a quest item in Storm Peaks.
So I was on a hunter, another hunter. They got up high. Mm. And there was a quest where one of the dailies for the big guys up in Northrend somewhere. I can't remember the name of them. Anyway, mm-hmm. It was to put a spike, a head on the end of a spike. And silly me thought I had to land on top of the spike to put the head on there. So I dismounted and fell.
Oh.
When I rezzed and came back to finish the quest just to make sure what I had to do, yeah. You could just click on the icon in your bag or out of the quest thing and it would just mount the head while you were mounted. So.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, ouch. Ouch. Okay. Well, hey, look, learning experience. So there you go. Okay. Now, the other question was, I want to ask Pandora how his hunter died. Which one?
No.
We've had a few. we've had a few stories.
Both hunters are falling. Falling. Yeah. One involved. Falling. Bad quest, which I just explained. The other one involved jelly babies. So,
jelly babies, yeah.
We're not going to discuss the jelly baby one any further.
Death by jelly baby, exactly. Alrighty. Now, apparently you've got another one. Is if you don't have Legion, does your character just stay in limbo after hitting 100 until you can get the X-Pack? Oh, this is just a general question.
This is just a general one.
Okay, so Stone.
Yeah, from what I understand, if you don't have the expansion pack, you can only level up to one 100, and you would never be able to get to 110, as far as I know, right? So, and you wouldn't be able to get to max level on Iron Man. So,
Okay,
and and we do have titles for each part, right? But you would never be able to get to the you would never be able to attain the title of Iron Champion because you didn't do it in that expansion pack when it's live, right? So
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good question. Thank you, Last Rose of Winter. That was from. So very cool. Okay.
Yeah, and I see lots of Pan's friends are in the chat.
Oh, they're a pain.
That's awesome. Oh, that is awesome. Pan, buy me a pony.
No ponies.
Nice.
Okay, so I've got Stir's pun this week, and I was like, man. All right, so Stir's pun this week is relates to the Easter weekend and all that stuff. So, did you know that Moses had the first tablet with cloud connectivity?
No. They're not getting any better week by week.
I'll say I really like the black hole one because the black hole one was awesome. But,
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I want to, at this, oh man. So at this part, I just can't. I want to say thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon. It does help, and we have one of the tiers that if you support us with $5 or more a month, we'll read your name in this list, and thank you very much. And if you're a new patron and can only do $1 a month, that's okay. If you have to take your thing away, it's okay. Life happens, it's okay. But I wanted to thank you for your help. So on our Patreon list for this week is Zylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H. Cell. We have a new patron, which is Fair. Fair, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fair.
Gotrick, Anonymous, Listen, Mike H., and Pandora. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Pan.
Thank you, guys.
It really does help. I did kind of send out a little thing that I kind of want to do... a little, like a hangout or where you can play games and stuff. Just because I kind of feel like, you know, you guys are helping and I kind of want to do something else, right? And it doesn't need to be WoW related, but I kind of want to play some games and stuff. So what we're going to do is I set aside some time to play some stuff with you guys. If you want, is Saturday, April the 29th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., which is... actually works out for the Central European folks, which is 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time. And then I was like, okay, well, what does that turn out to be in Australian Eastern time? And not so good. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe after the show, we'll do another little thing where from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, April the 30th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Australian Eastern Time, we would have a little thing, too. And
Is that what that's supposed to be, Australian? I was like, what the hell is an AET time zone?
Well, because S is standard and D is daylight, right? So if you remove it, it's no, I know. I intentionally did not put the S in. Because
I thought you meant it was like.
No, basically, I want to say it's Australian Eastern Time. Australian Eastern Time. So whichever thing you're on, that's it. So, and because you guys should all be switched, it's fine, right? So, basically, you guys will pick. It's eight, whatever. Okay. When, the people that come on by, you guys can pick what games that we're going to play. Basically, it's got to be something that I can play, because otherwise, I don't know, right? I might stream it, too, just so have some fun and stuff. And I just kind of want to hang out a little bit. So, it doesn't have to be WoW, you know. I have tons of Blizzard games. I don't have StarCraft 2. So, but other than that, yeah. Wrap up. Leave as like, let's go.
Please wrap quick.
Our next show.
I've got to go.
Devereaux's like rude. So our next show is Saturday, April the 22nd, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is my time. Sunday, April the 23rd, 9 a.m. Lita Time, which is Australian Eastern Time. Which is
Eastern Standard Time.
1 a.m. Central European Time. I think we're back to that again. Next week we'll have Rogue Slayer will be returning to punch me out in the face with her, you know. Because I was trying to make fun of her again on Iron Capper, and to tell us her exploits the Iron Contest.
She kicked both of our butts in the competition. So
I don't know about kicks. I don't know about kick because she died.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
She died.
But
so
she hit 57.
If
on
you
her
hold her, you can't
kick.
Hold. If you're gonna makes you can't
difference.
Hold her to
she's
the same
still.
Thing. No. No.
She still beat us regardless with levels. No. So, you know, that's pretty
good. Yeah, but if that happened to me, you'd be like, no, still, you died. So that's not fair. So I'm holding her to the same standard that I'm holding myself and you.
You beat me on was your second pally. Because you died.
Yeah,
but
right.
But you still out-leveled me.
Right, but she died in the contest.
I feel like there needs to be a referee here.
Anyway, whatever. Keep going.
Man. Pan, thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome, mate.
Yeah. Thank you, Pandora. It's been awesome having you on, and we've really enjoyed your story. Like, seriously, again, 1160s. That is amazing. So congratulations again for that. And
yeah,
good luck. Good luck.
See how many I lose trying to get them to 70.
Oh, slow and steady. Slow and steady. You can do it. So, US contact details. Where's the best place for people to find you?
Oh, they don't, hopefully. you can't really. I mean, if you want to get a hold of me, it'd be WoW Challenges forums or their Discord. That would pretty much be it. Apart from my close friends, which I would hope they disappear very shortly, it's rather hard to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
I think I like your friends here.
No, don't encourage them. Please.
Just go to his house.
No. No.
Nice. Oh, awesome. More. All right. Well, thank you again, Pandora. We really appreciate it. And,
it was a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. It has. Awesome. Okay, so where people can find us, we have a website, which is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget you can contact us by email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have a Twitter, which is @wowchallenges, and a Discord server, which is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. We're on Facebook at the facebook.com/wowchallenges, and we have a YouTube channel, which is wowchallenges1 with the number 1. Don't forget to come catch us live every week on twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
My turn. You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp stonegrasp, and as well as I co-host the Adventures in Azeroth, where we talk about our adventures in Azeroth. Go figure, with that one over there.
Thank you. We do. Or lack of Adventures in Azeroth, depending.
Oh.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. And don't forget, I have Behind the Avatar as well as Adventures in Azeroth if you want to go check them out. Big thank you, as always, to Mark Conan for our wonderful intro. We love our intro. It is awesome. So, again, Mark Conan, thank you. And check out Mark Conan at Mark Conan Wow. Or Torrin Think Tank, which he co-hosts with Jules, which is an awesome podcast. All right, guys. Well, good luck, challengers. Have a great week. Happy Easter to everyone. Happy chocolate time. Happy bunny time.
Can't wait. I just want the chocolate. Whatever. I hear the Easter bunny might have gotten chocolate for the whole family this year, not just the kids.
Nice. Well, of course. The Easter Bunny would be pretty silly not to get chocolate for adults. Just saying. But anyway. All right. Thank you, chat room. Thanks, guys, for showing up.
Thank you. I love your buddies. They're awesome.
No.
See you next time. Well, we have to have you back on again. See you next time, and level safely. Something good like that. I have something smart to say there, but yeah, I don't know.
If not, be good at it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.